Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Deep, Dark, and Dirty. This is your host, Know Your Enemy. Tonight, I'm going to be bringing to you a very interesting topic. I was invited to this group this morning. You know, like some people put you in groups on Facebook, and you don't really even know what it's going to be about. So, like, when I went in there, it was like females tatas. It was people talking about sex positions. It was females having dildos. Is the fellas showing almost off everything. And I say to myself, okay, so if this is a freak group, you know, you can say whatever you want to say. But I got in trouble, of course. So basically I told the person, let me erase my comments. Let me take myself off the group, and we won't handle drama. So tonight's topic is, why do people post topics or put you in groups or put their business on the internet, and then they get mad at you about commenting on it? If you want to get on this topic, the number is 657-383-0967. Once again, the number is 657-383-0967. If you've never been to Deep, Dark, and Dirty, you can visit us at www.blogtalkradio.com/knowyourenemy, KNOWURENEY. I will let y'all know, like I said, by the end of this week, how many days I'll be doing the show. But right now, we're just doing it at random. So, you know, I'll just keep you posted each day when we have a topic that comes up or something that we want to do or somebody that wants to be interviewed. So with that being said, now I gave you kind of an idea what the show is about. We have famous people come on the show. We have underground artists come on the show. We have interesting hot topics, sometimes intellectual topics. Sometimes we talk about the news. Sometimes we do appreciation. So if you ever want to check that out, you can check that out in the archives. If you want to know when the show is coming on, you can get an invite by going to the follow on our page, which I say once again is www.blogtalkradio.com/knowyourenemy. Well, we're almost near the hump day. I hope everybody's enjoying their week. I had a crazy day today. I will tell you more about that in just a few. And for all those people that want to be interviewed on the show, because maybe you might hear from other people about the great interviews that we've done, or maybe you just want some exposure just to see where you're going to be at before you pay for, like, the big PR people, you know, just to test the waters, you know, give you a little trial run. All you have to do is hit me up at my email, which is DISBEME97. Once again, DISBEME97@yahoo.com. What I need from you, your bio clip, 3 clips of your work, your contact information, and your pictures. Why do I need that? So I can make you a professional flyer, ask you the right questions, and most of all, try to help people give you some exposure and help you get paid. Also, as a minimum fee, I charge $25 because I've known in the past when I try to do things for free. And just like the Joker says, if you're good at something, never do it for free. People tend to try to run over or try to not show up or not be professional. So if I have to use my resources and time to try to put things together, you feel like basically you don't have to worry about nothing because it's not paid for. Well, guess what? If you don't show up, then I don't lose nothing. You don't lose nothing. We're both happy. So at the end of the day, you know, we're trying to make it the best platform for those people that want to be discovered and want to have people hear their voice. But at the same time, you got to be fair with me and show up and do the right things and have your things on time. Also, as another reminder for those that want to be interviewed on the show, if you don't give your stuff on time and if you're not on time to do the show, do not be surprised when I tell you it's only a 45-minute show. No, we cannot start back over. No, we're not going to end up doing an extended show. We have a limited time for when we have to do things. So like I said, once again, this is a business, so we must be professional. And we must do things accordingly. Anyway, now with all that being said and done, I want to thank everybody that's joined us in the chat room, on the phone line, and all those people that's had a great week so far, all those that's had a bad week so far, all those people that just want to get some stuff off your chest. And now without further ado, we have a caller on the line. I believe this is Miss Tiffany. Welcome to Deep, Dark, and Dirty. How you doing? Can you hear me? Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Tiff, your mic is open. Okay, maybe she just listened.
Oh, sorry, I'm back.
I look like, okay, I see the red thing on here. They changed it up a little bit, but I believe if mine is open by red, and yours had to be open.
No,
so.
I hit the mute button. I was on my end.
Okay.
So how
you
doing?
Make sure nobody hear nothing that you're doing in the background. I'm doing excellent. I'm having a great time. Like I said, I had a wild day, and we're about to talk about that in a minute. But, yeah, I'm having a great time. Did you hear what the topic is?
No, I just straight up called, so I don't know.
Okay. here we're talking about how can you complain when you put things on your social media wall and then act like people ain't not supposed to say something. I mean, like, you put it on your wall. Or how do people invite you in the group and don't warn you, and then when you comment on the things that they put up, then they're like, this is a professional group. This is very conservative. We're supposed to respect things. And if you don't act accordingly, you may get kicked out of the group. And, like, basically the person invited me to a freak group. How are we supposed to be conservative in a freak group? I mean, the girl had her nipples showing through her shirt and grabbing herself, and she was bent over in some lace boy shorts talking about, this is like my favorite position to get hit. And I'm looking like, okay. I told her, basically, I go balls deep and they'll pull your head back, your cheeks. And that's when she like, excuse me, I have a boyfriend, and we can't be having that disrespectful talking group. So can you please watch what you say, because we do have a ministry, so I don't want you to get kicked out of the group. I said, I'm going to do you one better. I'm going to erase all my comments that I wrote, and I will remove myself. Because I look like they had dildos. How do you be conservative about a freaking dildo? They was glowed up talking about, oh, this is going to be my boyfriend tonight. I'm like, so you think with your cheeks hanging out some like boy shorts, your butt up in the air, your nipples in your mouth, and people doing sexual positions, we're all supposed to be like, you look very nice today. I thank you for showing me that picture. That's the best picture I ever showed. And let me tell you, everybody was mostly black. So I don't see how this was going to work out. I just couldn't see that. I removed myself. I say, what am I supposed to do? Like, really?
Many people try to create double standards, but how can you create a double standard if it's an open forum? I don't understand.
Exactly.
That's the lowest of the low.
And then on top of that, you say you have a boyfriend. Now, I ain't trying to be funny because I'm not knocking nobody's race. I'm not trying to, you know, come down on nobody. But most black men are very jealous. I don't think they're going to let their girl be having them grabbing their nipples on her through a picture and then bent over boy short talking about this is how we like to get it in. I'm looking like, don't that usually mean like you're trying to give somebody an idea of what you want them to fantasize about you? So usually most guys try to cover their girl up so nobody else can see what the goods. I mean, you have a naturally fat behind. So, I mean, that's already going to be a given. But to add to the jumps, you're telling me you passing the jumps around and you showing your stuff off, and we're just supposed to be like, very nice picture. You're such a classy young woman. The hell if you are. I wish my girl would go outside in a thong and got butt cheeks hanging out, get nipples on her feet. I'm just saying.
That's way in my book.
Thank you very much. That's exactly what I said. See, now, the people that were classy and they showed their face and they dressed nice and still showed off their physique, I said, oh, that's a very nice picture, or you're a very beautiful woman. But for the main person that's going to invite me, you got, like, five pics. You know, like I said, basically looking like a Playboy bunny. I'm sure Hugh Hefner don't talk to his girls like that, even though he might be on AARP and probably can't get it up no more and, you know, maybe just want to grab some cheese and call it a day. But, shit, for me being a black man and not seeing this all day long, I'm looking like, my mind is telling me no, but your body is telling me yes. That's what I was thinking. Shit, forget what you heard. I told it just how it is. I didn't say for one bit.
My thing is you up there advertising yourself, and whatever form you're advertising yourself in.
Preach.
Attention. So how the hell can you limit or justify or try to tell somebody what you say when you up there like the poster child for the thirst committee? Like, come on now. No. I ain't even trying here. Some people want attention, then when they get it, they try to downplay it. No, you know what you was doing, you know what you posted, and you know that something was going to be said. Now, whether you like it or not, oh, wow, but you chose to put it up there. It's an open forum.
Right, and another thing is, why do people post their personal business online and then they get mad at people? Like, you'll see stuff like, I just got fired for throwing somebody in the break room.
Okay. No, I hate when someone asks a question, post a question, but get mad when people comment. Number one, you ask for my damn opinion. So how the hell are you going to be on the defensive or get salty or catch an attitude because of what I'm saying? I don't have to agree with your ass. You ask my opinion. Like, people want
right.
to sugarcoat shit and this and that. No, you're not. You got the wrong one. Why even write something if you don't want someone's opinion, like a status or whatever it is? Yeah, it's your page, but you posting stuff so somebody can say something. What the hell, everybody goes to hit the like button? Yeah, okay. I wish they had a damn do not like button. I damn sure hit it 5 times. But anyway. Oh, Deep Dog and Dirty, I miss y'all. But anyway. Yeah.
You know, another thing I can't stand, when people try to holler at you and they can't get you, so then they try to stalk you and get on your last nerves, or they try to go on everybody's page and like you. I had somebody did that job, they friended everybody, was being nice to them, and then they would say, like, slick stuff behind their back. And then next minute, soon, if they say something bad actually on the wall, as soon as I'm about to remove them, then they're like, oh, no, baby. I was just going through a bad day. Things were just rough. I was acting crazy. I'm so sorry. And I look like you psycho.
That's funny. No, you know what? I don't like
her.
Some stalkers. The ones that be on your page and they can tell you every status, every comment that someone else said about you. Soon as somebody says something, and that can be, oh, what she means, such and such, or what he meant by that. You people are like, what the hell are you talking about? I don't like these stalkers. Like, why the hell are you on my page looking at every comment somebody done wrote to see you back telling me, like, you need my script? Like, that's funny.
What about the people
like,
that don't ever had no business of their own, and they always mad at other people? You'd be like, so do you ever have a happy time? For real, every day it's like a bad news thing with them. Be like, I can't stand my boss. I can't stand that girl. I can't stand what you, where you be like, if you can't stand a whole lot of things, is there any time when you were happy in life or you just constantly just mad at people? It's like they look forward to being miserable every day. You be like, so when did you actually have a happy time? Are you even happy when your birthday come around?
Maggie, bitchy. Ain't nobody got time for that. Miserable.
Right, it's like you don't have a relationship of your own, but you have everybody else's down. You know, some people would be like, they could have like 5 bad marriages and never been happy with one person. You'd be like, hold up, do you realize you are the main factor and you're still complaining?
The common denominator is you. So you are
like, you are the weakest link. Goodbye. For some people, they just naturally this evil. It's just like, you can even say happy birthday to them. They're like, why should I be happy? Ain't nothing to be happy about. It's just another day. Oh, so it's just another day God let you live, but you pissed.
You woke up this morning. Some people don't even have that option.
And that's another thing. Why can't you be happy with what you got and try to move on to something better? It's like people look forward to being complacent, and you'd be like, okay, you don't have to be at that job. You know, you can't move on and save up or work to get up a ladder. It's just like most people tell you, in business, you're never really supposed to stay in the same position. You're always supposed to be moving forward. Some people would be like, okay, well, I got 10, 15 years. I got seniority. I got all this. You know, they can cut you at any time and, you know, set you up for your pension and stuff. So I'm looking like you should always have something to fall back on, whether it's a business, whether it's things that you saved up, whether it's something you do on the side, whether it's your second job you have for a rainy day. Because I know when I went on unemployment one time, it was like, it was jetting me on everything. And at one point, they'll cut it down so low, you'd be looking like it's not even a point of even applying for it. So
wow.
I was like, right. Well, anyway, like I said, once again, everybody, our topic is why do you post things and get pissed at people about it? If you want to call in, once again, the number is, actually I have to look it up because they changed my number on me. That's why I told you, like, I had to text it to you. But the new number is for everybody to call in, 657-383-0967. Once again, the number is 657 383-0967. Let us know if you've gone through this with the topic. Have you seen other people that have gone through with this with the topic? How do people react when you confront them about this topic? And do you post things and then it's just like, well, why did you say something? If it's public, anybody can respond to it. So everybody, let us know what your thoughts is on this topic. All right, sis. So how's your group going with the Facebook thing? Because I know you said you were supposed to be having a part of leading this year, but I know some people wanted to have you have one a little bit earlier. Is there anything that you're doing coming up maybe in August or July?
I'm supposed to be having an event for July, but I think I'm going to postpone it to August. So if I only did have my game night event, it was actually nice. Pretty much it was playing, you play stage, and for those that didn't play stage, it was playable. I stayed at the school, I still drank, tickets for $15. It was lovely. I had like 7 people come from Pennsylvania. So, you know, it's about networking and stuff right now. And I'm just coming back from being in Atlantic City, and I was in Brooklyn for like 2 weeks. So, you know, celebrating my birthday, doing things. And I'm just trying to recoup and start stuff back up.
That's what's up. I know I have my book that's going to be coming out in 2 weeks. Actually, I started reading some of it last night, but had some technical difficulties first getting in. So now, you know, I've been reading it in the virtual world, and I'm going to start bringing back doing it this week on my show. Because like I said, in about another 2 weeks, I'll have it out. I just have to pay the artist for doing the picture for me, and then I have to get it edited. But once that's done, then I'll be able to bring it on the show, and I read like 2 or 3 excerpts. But I have some domination books coming out. I have my poetry book. I'll be ordering and going down D.C. to do it. And I'm also going to be getting some more people to interview on the show, because you know how we did last time. I'm talking back to Bossman and get some popular people, and I'm going to go around the city in D.C. and Maryland and get some artists, and then I'm going to also put on my page, you know, for artists that want to get on there. So that's going to be interesting.
Looking forward to it. It's been a minute. Long overdue.
All right. I see some people on Facebook. They're saying that they like this topic. So I want to see if any of them are going to show up and be brave enough to either join us on the phone line or in the chat room and talk about this topic. But tomorrow night I might do some poetry. Then Thursday night I might do like a movie review, because I know this week I plan on seeing some movies. I haven't watched nothing in a minute because I've been so busy running around and getting everything together and working on the editing. And this weekend I'm thinking about doing another reading for my book that I told you about. But I'm trying to figure out what time works better. Do you think nighttime works better or daytime? Because I know sometimes people go out partying and stuff like that, and then I'm doing a show like now at 6:30. So I'm trying to balance between like doing either 11:30 at night or 6:30, because you know a lot of people they be getting off work and stuff like that. So you know it's like a catch-22. And then there's 7 to 11. We can't touch because that's the prime time for most shows. So.
Let's just see how it rolls, you know, try it out.
Right.
And see how the participation is, or, you know, not even just the participation, but, you know, a lot of times people listen to the shows later and stuff, so, you know, just more like the feedback.
Yeah, then I might also be doing some contests also. Because, you know, I like a lot of the artists, so maybe to give them a little bit of a challenge, like have people that sing, people that rap, people that do spoken word and poetry. I might do, like, a gift card or something, like, you know, give them a copy of somebody's famous book that they like, something like that.
I mean, well, eventually I still would like us to do what we were talking about, the open poetry night thing. Like, I think it would really be a nice pawn shop. You know.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you about that also, because yesterday I did that on the show. Are you able to get on TalkShoe? Because TalkShoe is another venue like that. You have to type your number in, and then it tells you if you want to cue into the mic, because we can be on there for like 2 to 4 hours and set up shows at any time. So that way, if they want to do 3 or 4 pieces, and then maybe we do like a second round for like the top 10 people, and then the final round for the last 5 artists. And then, you know, the fatality round between whoever is the best between those last 5. So make it like 2 or 3 people left, and then that's how we determine the prize. We'll have to see about that after the show is over. Can you get on TalkShoe? You just call them like you do with this one, but I just want to make sure it works first.
Okay. Yeah, well, I've been trying to get heavy, you know, network more with the poets and stuff, because I most definitely want us to do like a open mic thing. That would be nice, you know, at the place that I hit my game night at. It's a nice room. It holds about 30 people comfortably, so I think it'll be cool, you know.
That's what's up. All right, well, since we're talking about gossip, media, people posting their information, you know any talk shows that's had anything wild going on lately? Because, you know, I try to avoid it. I saw Ross, I mean, whether that's just Love and Hip Hop, that took me to a whole other level. I watched one episode and I got shut down. I couldn't watch nothing else after that. And I used to like to love a Ray J or even, you know, what's that, done, Flavor Flav show, because, you know, some females would be bad looking, some females would be comical. And some things would just be like, are you really doing this over Flavor Flav? Because, like, basically, they got to be doing it for the fame and the money and basically, you know, whatever. But she, yeah, it's like, Love and Hip Hop is from beginning to end. It's just straight grind. I mean, the mother is like almost 50-some years old, hitting on bartender. Then you bring your girl to your birthday party and ex-baby mama or whoever, their friends is ditching your girl and you're not saying nothing about the junk. So then she goes her way. You go do some stupid stuff. It's just like one thing after another. It just was like, it's like, how do you stay through the whole show? I'm like, I can't even entertain myself that long to watch that whole thing over again. It was like one time and that was it. But yeah, you know, have you found anything else out about like maybe Atlanta Housewives or any other show that's out there? What are they doing with all the crazy talk?
I haven't even been keeping up with them as much. Like, I watched a little last night, but I was trying to recap. From also, you know, the BET Awards that came on Sunday night, so I didn't see it all and stuff. I'm like, I was looking at a lot of that, you know, and I got to catch up with Power. Like, there's a lot of stuff I need to catch up with. But yeah, I was, the BET Awards was, you know, it was a little off the chain. Certain parts could have been better, but I did like the Smokey Robinson part. I was a little disappointed with the Janet Jackson situation because she got an award, and Ciara really did good doing renditions of her dance and stuff. But to me, like, I thought she was going to perform or something, you know. So, I don't know. And then it was like how she thanked. She was like, oh, I just want to thank everyone that helped out with my award tonight. Like, to me, she should have personally thanked Ciara and stuff too. A little really dance. She was doing a class on the pleasure principle. She was rocking it out. Like, she really did good. And then Diddy's performance. Like, I was amped up for Bad Boy stuff, even though he fell off stage. When he got there, the little Kim came out. Like, it was just like, it was crazy. It was nice. Just seeing a lot of old Fatal LaBelle came on. So it was like, it was cool, you know. But you got to be careful with their situations. But, safe to say, a lot of times when they have events and you see people dancing, yeah, something always happens. Somebody died late on and you be like, what the hell? Like, it's a heavy beat situation, you know? Like, you just sit on a beat, you ain't seen them in years, and look what happens. So hopefully nothing happens to no one that performs, you know, wishing all well, but... That's what I was going to research for the BET Awards.
So no more women tripping over their dresses or no more Kanye West making an announcement or telling people they shouldn't get the award, they should go to somebody else?
Right. No, none of that. None of that, actually. Pretty decent, but it's just crazy.
But let's just keep our fingers crossed and make sure they're still going to go good because, you know, there's always going to be one bad apple out the bunch. But I'm not going to be the pessimist. I'm not going to be the optimist. I'm just going to say we'll see how it happens. Well, Tiff, since there's only 5 minutes left in the show, can you give everybody your information and let them know where they can link up with you at?
Okay, hey everyone, this is, and I don't even know what I want to say, Tiffany or Miss Tiffany, but anyway, you can reach me on Facebook, TIFFINYLADEN. You know, we got a couple of teddy bears just listening to the teddy bear group, so just hit me up, or if you have any information, details, or stuff you want to know about me, or for future shows, or you're trying to get on with us, hit us up.
That's what's up. Once again, everybody, this is your host, Know Your Enemy from Deep, Dark, and Dirty. If you ever want to check us out, all you have to do is click the follow on www.blogtalkradio.com/ Know Your Enemy, KNOWURENMY. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at KNOW, KNOW. I was about to give you all my email. I'm so sorry. My email is DISBEME97@yahoo.com. If you want to follow my fan page, you can go to Kiami Stimulating Poetry, KEYAME, apostrophe S, Stimulating Poetry. And also, like I said, we're going to be having some shows on TalkShoe. I'll put the information on the homepage so you can follow that. Like I said, if you haven't heard none of the shows or if you want to see what we're all about, you can hit us up on the homepage and check out our domination, check out our comedy, check out our crazy interviews, check out our great interviews, and check out all the different topics that we have on here. We thank y'all once again, and we'll see you later on this week. Take care, have a great evening, and peace and blessings to you.